A paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm going to be right up front with this. We've got Mario working the boards and keeping me straight this morning. But today is one of those days of the year that if you're a hunter, especially a hunter, it's the most exciting day of the day. I can't even imagine being any more excited than I am right now. I'm talking to you live this morning here, but it is opening day of firearm deer season in Michigan. And deer season in Michigan is nothing more than 15 days of just Christmas and Thanksgiving and every holiday of the year, all wrapped in the one. Schools close, businesses close, restaurants have specials. The local establishments are offering, you know, evening cocktails at a discounted price, whatever. But there's going to be 650,000 deer hunters in the woods of Michigan this weekend, and they're all going to be safe. I gotta love to say that they're all going to be safe. But, you know, it's just such a great time. I mean, you know, the deer are in rut. They're running around. It's a great time to be up there. And if I get a little more time later in the show today, I'll try to tell you about my first deer season up in Michigan with the Hale family that really took me under their wing that first year. It was absolutely unbelievable. But you know what? You better pinch yourself. It's going to be, 70 degrees outside in the, you know, southern Wisconsin, upper Midwest, western Michigan? That's unbelievable. This is bizarre weather. I mean, it's like, pinch me, Lord, pinch me. You know, we're going to try to get in some fishing reports later on the show because we've got some waterfowl things we've heard about. There are no perch yet. I'm going to say that up front. There's no perch alert. No perch alert. So, I mean, a lot of bait fish around, but no perch alert. Remember that. But, you know, one of the things you got to remember is you got to listen to our show and tell all your friends to listen to the show. Every time I go to an ESPN event, and you know, probably 70% of the people have listened to my show, know about the show. But there's people that go, there's an outdoor show? Well, so tell everybody you know about Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN. They can't get out of bed like you and I are both up. You know, tell them they can listen to the podcast replay at the ESPN Chicago app. It's easy to download, 123, and you're listening. Or you can go to my internet site, the Chauncey's Great Outdoors, from my website, and click on the word podcast and you can listen there. And remember, while you're doing all that, like us at Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So sit back, lay back, and remember to enjoy the show this morning. I think I'm on my third cup of coffee. Mario's probably on his third power drink or something like that, knowing him. And stuff like that. But it's going to be a great day to be, whether you're outdoors or indoors, just get out and let's have some fun with it. In your own backyard, we're deer hunting without me in Western Michigan. I'm going to cry. Oh, no, I'm not going to cry. I want all my friends. Actually, I think that's where my grandson Aiden is. So I haven't opened up the file, but we'll check that out for sure. But on today's show, which I'm trying to keep in the theme here, Mike Reynolds, our resident hunting expert, he's going to try to call in if he's not chasing something out in the woods, to tell us about what we need to do to improve on getting that deer. He talks about, faking out the nose, the eyes, and the hearing before, but he's going to talk about what we need to do personally in the blind, outside of the blind, whatever. Then we have Brent Rudolph. He's from the Michigan DNR about opening day of deer season in Michigan. I just want to be in the woods. Then following Brett, we've got Jennifer Vaughn, the executive director of the Illinois Conservation Foundation, to talk about the director's pheasant hunt that's going to be on December 1st and 2nd. Everybody that bird hunts needs to go to this. It's a day and a half event, if you want to call it that. You get there Monday. We have a great time. Enjoy it. Shoot as many birds as we can at the just west of Springfield at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area. And so we're going to hear more about that from her. But then last but not least, we'll have the Aiden. Maybe it's not going to be a fishing report. I don't know. We'll have to see, because I definitely know he's out trying to, he's going to go deer hunting. But it's one more minute. It's going to be dawn in Western Michigan. So the hunters are then legally can take and harvest their deer for this year. And I want to see if you're listening to the show or you're a fan of the show and listening into it later today, send us some photos. I want to see the photos of these deer that people are getting, because it's always fun to watch that. All right, we got that. Oh, you know what? I'm getting a little note from Mario that says, hey, the teletype machine is starting to spin in the studio. We better check it out. Yeah. No, I can't swear.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we just got this hot off the teletype machine, but it's not off the machine. It's in person. We got Mr. Mike Reynolds, my turkey, deer, and whatever hunting buddy that I've known for just a couple of months. Mike.
A couple of months, yes, sir.
Deer season is kicking in everywhere. Jesus. We've been archery hunting, but it's rifle and shotgun and black powder, and it's all there. What can we do to help increase our potential of bringing some beautiful tenderloins and roasts and chops to the table?
Well, stand placement is really important. Of course, now, unless you're hunting public land, you should have your stand already set, and you should have your area picked out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hunting public land, you're looking for, I'm a big fan of edges. And by edges, I mean where one kind of habitat meets another kind of habitat. And there's a lot of guys out there that hunt edges that don't realize it, where woods meet prairie, where prairie meets crop field, where crop field meets woods. Anywhere where the terrain changes,
mm-hmm,
transitions, that transition, I think, is the word. Anywhere where it transitions could be a really good travel corridor, especially if you have woods that butt up against a cornfield or a bean field. When we had our lease back in the days in Huntley, we always had really good luck on right on the edge of agricultural fields. Most of the deer we took were right on the edge of cornfields and bean fields.
No, that's true, because yes, you can see them walking across field, but a lot of deer like to walk the edges so they can go from one area to another.
Right, right. And if you have water in the area, all the better. We had a little creek that ran not far from, in my mind, I'm thinking of, there was a corner that everybody loved. And part of the reason is because it was an agricultural field with a finger of woods. And then through this finger of woods ran a little creek. So you had food, cover, and water all within 75 or 80 yards of each other.
Mm. Okay. So, making sure that you're working the edges, making sure, what about smell?
Don't In one word, don't smell. Mm-hmm. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. We talked about scent and cover scent are you a ghost or do you want to blend in? Those are the two possibilities, but you just want to not smell like a person. And mm-hmm. I've got friends that are ghosts and I've got friends that are cover scent and each works, whatever worked for you. And that's what you should use. And as long as we're talking about whatever works for you, let's talk about camel real quick. Now think about, you came from the woods of Michigan. The guys there hunted in blue jeans and buffalo plaid shirts, and they killed plenty of deer. So mm-hmm. with that said, you don't need the latest and greatest camo, but I like camo. I've been with Mossy Oak for probably 30 years, and that's the camo that I like. Mm-hmm. Now, there's other camo patterns out there that are really good. Whatever gives you the most confidence to sit still,
mm-hmm.
then that's the one you go with. My personal choice is I love Bottomland. I love the original Bottomland, and it works for me. And that's most of the pattern that I wear mm-hmm. is Bottomland. But whatever helps you sit the quietest and sit still and gives you the confidence to be there for a long time,
mm-hmm.
then that's what you want. And then let's don't forget about patience, Chance.
Yeah.
We say in the spring, patience kills turkeys. Same thing in the fall. If you can sit, sit. If you want to leave, give yourself another 15 minutes. And then mm-hmm. give yourself another 15 minutes before you move.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And if you're hunting in an area with rifle and shotgun seasons, make sure you have on the fluorescent orange or the hot pink, whichever one's legal in the state that you're looking at, right?
Yes, safety is the most important thing, and mm-hmm. and we kind of missed it. The last time we talked, we kind of missed it because we got so enthusiastic about the other aspects of the deer senses. But safety is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. You want to go home at the end of your hunt.
That's it. That's exactly it. Well, Mike, I want to say thanks for coming on the hotline here. So the teletype machine, as I call it, the newsroom, and give us a little couple of words of encouragement for this coming deer season.
Teletype, you're aging yourself.
I know I am, but it sounds good. Someone's going to have to look it up on the internet. What's Jonesy talking about? You know, check it. All right, buddy.
Yes, I want to tell everybody to have a great season and be careful and be smart.
That's exactly it. Thanks, buddy. That's Mike Reynolds, everyone. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Make your family and friends' Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Light Great Outdoors.
Blue with the hand yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong.
He's hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. All I can tell you is I've got a person on the line that I'm beyond excited to talk to. My toes are even curling. But this Saturday, today is November 15th. It's the opening day of what I call the beginning of the new year in the state of Michigan, also known as the biggest holiday in the state of Michigan. It's the opening of firearm deer season throughout the state. Is that a good way to put it? Everyone, Brent Rudolph, Michigan Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah, November 15th is a big day in Michigan on everybody's calendar, definitely on deer hunters, but it's so much part of the fabric of society up here that even folks that don't hunt are generally pretty aware that things change at this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. And it was many, many years ago. We won't say how many because I can't say that many in one line. But I was telling Brent that, you know, my first experience coming out of the city of Chicago, moving to Michigan, a family accepted me, adopted me, and it was like a holiday with the family and meals and laughing and a fire at night. I go, this is deer hunting? Oh, yeah. Going out and trying to harvest the deer is a secondary thing, but it was the camaraderie. It was everything else. There are companies that close during deer season, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with Michigan, with obviously the strong historic ties and still strong ties, the automotive industry, you know, a lot of the automotive unions would negotiate for November 15th as one of the days they got off. Plants would shut down and people that worked in that manufacturing industry, you know, headed off to deer camp. That was part of what they prioritized enough to be part of their negotiation with their employer to ensure that they could have that, because, you know, we're a little different than a lot of other states. It's always on the 15th, so it rotates through the year. It's not always a Saturday like it is this year. And yeah, so some folks, you know, obviously some folks work weekends, but they ensured that it was part of you know, their annual day to mark, to get out to camp and enjoy themselves.
And let me put it to you this way, everybody, they, besides businesses, they close schools on November 14th sometimes, because the 15th is, if it ever falls during the week. But let's talk about what is it looking like this year with the deer forecast?
Yeah, so we put out a forecast earlier this year, and, you know, the one thing we always make folks aware of is that we can summarize general trends and expectations, but, you know, deer, it comes down to a very localized scale, what you're going to see when you get out and about in the woods. So, but to start off with general overlook, you know, Michigan, like a lot of states, has experienced a long-term decline in hunting participation. And it's challenging to have folks, you know, take that time off like they used to. People aren't as quite connected to the rural and outdoors landscape like they used to. But, you know, last couple of years, we've actually had stable or slightly increasing numbers. So last year, we had over 600,000 licensed deer hunters in Michigan. That was an increase from the year before. This year, you know, to date, compared to last year, we're up again about 2-3% on the number of people that have bought a license. Good. So we expect there's going to be ample participation. And last year, they took about 370,000 deer from all seasons combined, and roughly half of that is usually from the firearm season. So again, we expect to be probably pretty similar, or maybe up a little bit from those numbers for 2025.
Yeah. I know in 2024, you had a big ice storm, because the place that I spent a lot of time at, you know, also caught a lot of that ice storm. Now, you got branches and stuff that have fallen down, trees that have fallen down, I mean, which need to be cut up because you don't want fire to take care of this. But when you get so much of the upper part of these trees, the branches, the browse, I mean, doesn't that give the deer ample food, or does it not work that way?
Yeah, you know, it depends a little bit on the types of trees you're talking about. But okay, we did identify in that forecast kind of three wild cards to contend with. And in much of the northern lower peninsula, that ice storm was one of them. Long term, you're right, you know, it's less bringing those branches down than it is creating openings that allow new young trees to grow in behind. You know, you open up that canopy, you bring sunlight down, and you have that young forest growth. And so over the next 10 years or so, in many of those forest types, we're going to see a big flush of new growth for deer habitat. The unknown, though, is that, you know, a lot of the roads and even the trails have been cleared, obviously, but man, there was so much stuff down. Some hunters are still going to find it might be harder to get back in the woods in some places where many of those large branches and whole trees are still thrashed and, you know, laying about, that takes a little bit longer to clear up. So we've advised folks in that region, you know, if you haven't been out and scouted your camp or even just, you know, public land or places you might go, just be aware you might need to find a new route in, and, you know, deer movements may be shuffled around a little bit compared to what you'd usually see.
Yeah, because they're not going to go over a huge pile of lumber.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they can work through quite a lot of structure, but, you know, making their day-to-day forays and moving back and forth between where they're feeding and bedding or chasing, you know, they're not going to be navigating through a lot of that jumble if there's a substantial amount of it, you know, down. Yeah. And that's still the case in a lot of places.
Yeah. Now, not to be on a sad note here, but we all got hit. I mean, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa. I mean, we got hit by such a drought this year that the disease EHD, I will let you say what it is.
Yeah, it's EHD. It stands for epizootic hemorrhagic disease. But yeah, that's why we call it EHD. Yeah. And yeah, the drought is a big part of it. It's you know, diseases of wildlife are a bigger factor now than they were used to be. Mm-hmm. EHD in this case is not something sustained in deer. It's transmitted to deer from a biting insect, a midge, small biting insect. You know, they are a host to the virus. If an infected midge bites a deer, they can transmit it, and it can have pretty high mortality rates, and it progresses pretty rapidly. So, you know, in addition to it potentially decreasing deer numbers, again, that was our wild card for southern Michigan, is EHD. It has very localized effects, but they can be really dramatic. So if you're in an area that's been affected by an outbreak, you might see quite a bit fewer deer than you usually do. And then they all die quickly together at one time. So that's also alarming to the more general public. It's biggest in the summer. It's that drought that really leads to the kinds of habitat conditions that the midges thrive under. So that's when we have the biggest outbreaks. And then with the snow and frost that we've experienced here recently, that brings it to close. That knocks back those adult insects. And
yeah,
we'll see the close of our EHD season once that weather shifted here recently.
Yeah. But then the other thing that we all, you know, God, I can't think of what state then. It started out west, and everybody hears about it, and they go, it's not going to bother me. But, you know, you need to learn stuff, boys and girls out there. But chronic wasting disease, CWD, it's a disease of the nervous system. It has never gone from animal to human. It's a basically, it's a bug that puts into the brain of a deer. It kind of punches holes like Swiss cheese in it. I think I'm putting it in more simple terms, but that you really should have your deer tested for that if you live in the counties that have it, correct?
Yeah, so what we've done, you got the general parameters right. CWD is a really an odd disease because it's not a virus, it's not a bacteria, it's actually a misshapen form of a protein, literally a different shape or twist of a protein that naturally occurs. And it causes the brain matter to twist and misshape along with it. And as you said, yeah, pretty much Swiss cheese type holes in the brain. So it is very deadly, but it is very slowly progressing. Mm-hmm. In Michigan, what our strategy has been after we continue to learn more about chronic wasting disease, we set into a systematic plan to test some deer from at least some deer from every county in the state. So we've tested extensively in our counties where we've confirmed chronic wasting disease. You know, we continue where we get suspect deer show up, whether it's from hunters or whether it's people seeing them in and around their yards and property. We still continue to test deer. But for our active surveillance for CWD in Michigan this year, we've got a number of counties in the Upper Peninsula and a couple in the Northern Lower Peninsula that really aren't our core CWD area. But that's where we're actively asking hunters to bring in samples. We've got those stations. Now, if you're not from those counties and you want your deer tested, we also have free test kits available. It's going to require hunters to do a little work themselves. They're going to extract the tissues needed for that test, but they can find a place to pick up a free test kit. There's going to be information they can see online for how to extract that. You know, it's kind of just think of it as an extra step when you're field dressing your deer. In more cases, this is going to be part of something you might be doing more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it in an envelope. It's free overnight mailer that will go in, and then you'll get your test results sent back directly to you.
Which is good. Which, I mean, it's something we all need to learn more about. It's don't just think that, okay, I'm going to take my shotgun or my high power rifle, depending on where you're hunting in the state, and you go out and you're going to go do your thing, and I'm going to shoot my deer, take it to the butcher, have him, you know, learn the science of the deer. And the more you learn about it, A, you'll be a better hunter. B, you'll be a more knowledgeable hunter. And that's the killer. That's to me, that's the best part about it. We have an abundance of does in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Just a few. Wow, what an understatement on that one. And, you know, I have a small, I'm being honest, I have a small rack of doe, but a buck that I took many years ago in Michigan. It's a very proud thing that I have. I mean, it's not a huge rack. I'm thinking about it now. It's a 6-pointer that I have, you know, he good looking young deer. I also learned never to give your friend your favorite hunting spot because, you know, he got a 10 pointer, but we won't talk about that. Am I still holding it against him? Yeah, I am. But the thing is, you know, harvesting a doe. Because you have to realize that it's not like going to Meyer's Thrifty Acre for the deer to get food. Yeah. If there's too many does and deer and bucks, they're gonna be taking this stuff and they're eating everything else, but they're not getting the nutrition that they should be getting.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's, you know, in the wildlife management profession, you know, we've long recognized that hunters don't see themselves as deer managers, you know, and it's, as you said, there's tradition. You're getting together with friends and family, mm-hmm. you're having fun, you're going outdoors and you're engaging and interacting with wildlife. And those are all good things.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't view themselves as managers, but we try to take into consideration that yes, there are, it's kind of trite or simplified to say there's a balance, but that is the case. There's a balance to things. Too many deer is not good for the deer population because they strain what the habitat can support. It's not good for the forests because they selectively eat certain types of young trees and shape what trees can continue to persist on the mm-hmm. landscape. It's not good for farmers where there's tons of deer that are in their crop fields and causing problems. It's not good for motorists when there's too many deer on the road. So we really try to take into consideration that taking an appropriate number of antlerless deer is really important. We set up our regulations and make licenses available to try and let people do that through those recreational activities. And there's not really a right number of deer. There's an approach we take to try and balance, you know, the good and bad things that come with the number of deer you have. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of places in southern Michigan and really even in portions of the northern parts of the state as well, we really would like to have fewer and balance out some of those negative consequences that can come if they're at a really high abundance.
Mm, yeah. That's such a cool thing. And I there's a numerous other things we can, you know, talk about and stuff like that. But I really want to spend at least a, you know, a couple minutes here. You know, you have to be safe. You need to know, you know, and now that everybody's got smartphones, there's tons of apps that you can download where you could see, hey, am I on my property that I have permission or am I off the property? Yep. And always remember that. The Hunter Orange is very, very important. And the last thing is, you heard Rudolph talk about it. The number of, we're slowly coming up a little bit. See, on opening day of Michigan deer season, it's the fourth largest armed military militia in the woods in the world. Just so y'all know that, okay? And, you know, the safety thing is so high, it's unreal. I mean, you know, it's a great... You should feel perfectly safe to be in the woods. But what the thing I want to get to is, you know what? So many guys go out with their buddies, their cousins, their aunts, their friends. You know what? Maybe clean up your act a little bit for me. This is Chauncey saying it, not, you know, rude. But it's like, you know, don't forget the kids in the house. Bring that 10-year-old boy with you. Let him sit in a blind with you and see that doe walking past your blind because you only have a buck license. If you have a doe license, you better make it lay down. but let him become part of the understanding of what proper wildlife management and table fare is.
Is that? Yeah, I mean, experiencing, sharing, and bringing those opportunities to a kid, a young hunter, even just a new hunter, right? Mm-hmm. Even if they're not young, someone you work with or connect with through some other social activity around you, even if they're not a kid, but they didn't grow up hunting, you know, introducing someone new is really important. And there's a lot of opportunities. You know, we've created some mentor licenses that are available. You know, if you can't, mm-hmm. if someone that can't even take hunter safety in time, they can still get a mentored license and hunt with a mentor. You know, there's youth licenses with discounts. There's some special seasons. You know, we've tried to create a structure and have discounts and other things to make it more affordable, especially if you're mentoring a couple of kids. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it depends upon hunters engaging, being a good mentor, you know, sharing the traditions, but sharing all the insights about what it takes to be a good and a legal and safe hunter, first and foremost, is an important part of what's going to sustain, you know, traditions and also sustain our ability to manage this population into the future.
Yeah, because we have to be part of the solution. We just can't let it go and not do anything, because letting go and not do anything is going to hurt more than being part of the proper wildlife management of all species of forests, water, and fish, not just in Michigan, in any state that you live in. God, that was almost... pretty hoity-toity, wasn't it?
Very, very nice. Very well stated.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to talk to you. I just don't want to even finish it, everybody. This has just been a great interview that I've been having with Brent Rudolph. It's just, you know, it's a special time of the year, opening day of deer season in the state of Michigan. I only wish that everybody could feel what I felt many years ago, and it still gets all fired up in me this time of the year. Thanks so much for coming on the show, my friend. Okay.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy it yourself.
Oh, I'm going to have to do that. But, you know, once again, I want to thank Brent for coming on here and talking to us and having some fun. But you know what? Let's get out and enjoy the great outdoors, because it's right in our own backyard. All right.
You got it.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to help you save more money and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest. And let's not forget those fall color rides on the water and just spending time surrounded by the colors of nature with your friends and family. Waterworks is offering up to $4,000 rebates on low boats, those roughnecks, stingers, and select pontoon boats, all powered by your Mercury outboard, for your fishing and hunting adventures for many years to come. But if you have a boat that you really love, but it needs a little zip in the engine, put a brand new 30 horsepower and up Mercury and let Waterworks repower
your favorite boat with that new Mercury outboard, and it'll get you up to $1,500 rebate on certain models till November 30th. What a deal on a new Mercury outboard. So call Waterworks and enjoy a fun certified boat at 708-798-9700 or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills or go online to waterworks.com and tell them you want that Chauncey price. Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois, on December 1st and 2nd. Please bring your own non-toxic shell. This two-day all-inclusive pheasant and chucker hunt is great for all hunters with no limits on your harvest and plenty of birds are released. That's two hunts, Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning, a guide and hunting dog, if requested, compliments of the foundation, a hotel room Monday night with a banquet, with a silent auction, live auction, and more. Tuesday, get up, have coffee and donuts at your hotel, pick up your clean birds and go back into the field, or drive home if you want. So let's get all the Chauncey Great Outdoors fans to come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and enjoy 2 days of upland bird hunting. Go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and click on the events and the director's hunt. So let's get all the Chauncey's Great Outdoors fans to come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and enjoy 2 days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you. Make your family and friends' Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yes, you've got a couple of weeks. Now, you don't even take a couple of weeks. Make your decision today. Make it today, right now, as you're hearing this. Don't wait for the end of the show. Do it right after this interview. Or you could even start going on your line and doing it before that. But now you're all going, what is he talking about? What, you know, what's Chauncey talking about? I have Jennifer Vaughn, who's the executive director of one of my favorite organizations, the Illinois Conservation Foundation. Jennifer, how are you doing this fine, beautiful, cold morning?
I am doing great. I am super excited for our upcoming event that you're alluding to, the Illinois Conservation Foundation Director's Hunt.
I could be a bird dog because if I had a tail, I'd be wagging it like a dog. That's how excited I am. But really, you're having this, the director's hunt, and it's a pheasant and chucker hunt.
A two-day pheasant and chucker hunt. Yep, December 1st and 2nd. It's always the Monday, Tuesday after Thanksgiving. It's a great way to walk in the field and, you know, work off some of those calories you just took in.
Oh, yeah. That loaded up on them, actually, you know.
Yep. And we bring people from all over the state to come out and hunt alongside the IDNR director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you'll be able to meet her. You'll be able to meet a lot of people from other DNR departments that will be there for the banquet and, you know, meals and stuff. But this day, when I tell someone who's a bird hunter, and whether you're a novice bird hunter, an experienced bird hunter, they get a glaze on their eyes like, really? It's 2 days of hunting for pheasant and chuckers, and there's no limit, folks. Hens, cocks, chuckers. Bang, bang, boom. And the most amazing thing is the first day, the Monday, we go out after we have a little little lunch. A fantastic barbecue lunch, oh my God. And a little safety instruction. We all go out. If any of the birds you shoot that day, there's people from the staff coming around, they pick up the bird and they give you the little like raffle tickets, and for one for every bird. So when you go to breakfast, they give you, can I have your tickets? And you give them all clean birds, all in plastic.
That's right.
This is like, wait a minute. This is half, you know, you're making my life easy at this point.
It's like glamping, but for hunting, right? The work for you. You just got to go out and find them.
Mm-hmm. Glamping for peasants, you know? But this
And it's great. Yeah, we say, like, even if you are just interested in getting into hunting, it's wonderful because we'll provide you with a guide. We have plenty of wonderful volunteers who show up and they bring their dogs out and mm-hmm. they help guide you through your first hunt. Or if you just don't have a bird dog of your own, we've got plenty of people waiting there to take you out.
And that's,
which is the best part of the day, is watching the dogs work.
Oh, yes. I mean, I've told a story about that one dog last year, the one spaniel that walked up to me, looked at me, looked at my foot. And I'm kicking the grass in front of me. I'm like, there's nothing here. And a dog kept looking up at my eyes and then looking at my left foot. And I go, there's nothing here. And the guys are all yelling, just start walking. I go, no, she's telling me something. She's telling me something. And finally, this cock pheasant comes up from my left foot, scared the bejesus out of me. But the dog looked at me like, I told you. I mean,
they know what they're doing for sure. Yeah,
I know. But I mean, you know, I didn't have a dog. I got put with a group of people that had a dog. I've known people have a guide with, you know, their dog because they want to get their dog in the field a lot and into pointing, and whether it's flushing or retrieving, they want to work the dog. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, give a little bit to the dog. You know, it doesn't hurt to open up the wallet and say, here for the dog. You know, that it always helps out. If you get my drift on that, now Jennifer didn't say that. Chauncey said that. Okay. That's a thing from Chauncey. But then after we go out hunting that first Monday, we go back to the hotel, which we're staying at a nice hotel in Jacksonville, Illinois this year. We're a little different hotel, closer to the venue, which is nice. And Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area. Got to shorten the name. Because I have to stop to say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a little area. It's big. And you're not releasing one or two birds. You're releasing hundreds of birds.
That is correct. We are saturating the fields. So
mm-hmm.
it's a good time for sure.
Yeah. And then
if you don't get one, it's not for lack of trying, right? Like that's on you.
That's, you got that right. If either that or you need to go to the range and shoot some clays, you know. But the other thing, Jen, we have a banquet dinner that Monday night, which
is included with your registration fee. So not only do you get the lunch when you check in, you mm-hmm. get your first day of hunting, and then we have a banquet dinner. And it's really amazing this year because we have some friends at BNSF Railway that sponsored the event. And so we're also going to have a completely complimentary bar at our banquet that evening. So you can come and celebrate your hunt with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then enjoy a lovely dinner, including some auction items. And that's also, we do our annual gun raffle, a virtual gun raffle. Tickets are available now, but we draw the winners there live on site that night. You don't have to be present to win. So okay. You can go out and check it out. We currently have 5 guns, but they are selling out pretty fast. So.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, that's, like I said, and these are nice guns. They are very nice guns. So there's a lodging that, you know, Monday night, we get up, go have breakfast. If you want to go home, that's your choice. Pick up your birds, want to go home, put them in a cooler, drive home. Or you could drive back out to the site and hunt again?
Yep, a whole second day of hunting that morning, and we'll have you out of there by noon so you can get home and still have a, you know, take a nice nap in the afternoon if you want. But on that second day, join us out there in the morning for a second day of hunting. We'll be even putting even more birds out in the field.
And this, I tell you, I go, now the cost per person, okay, is $450, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that includes an unbelievable lunch when you get there on Monday. That first day of hunting, if you need a dog, you'll get a dog and a, and there's no extras on that charge, by the way. You get a dog and a handler. Just remember, be nice to the dog. And, but then you wind up having this massive banquet with super prizes, a lot of fun. You know, there's, if you go to one of these banquets, there are more hunting stories and fishing stories than you can ever, ever imagine. And there's some, there's hunts that are auctioned off. There's many different program things that are offered. There's, I can't even go through everything that's auctioned off because there's so many wild and different types of things. And there's even, I heard that, not a little bird, but a big bird told me that Captain Tony is going to be doing a trip on Lake Michigan salmon fishing.
That is right. He has been generous to the foundation once again and has offered a guided fishing charter on his boat. And I think it's for up to, I want to say, I think it's 4 to 6 people that you can take out.
Yeah, you can take out up to 6 people going out with them. And I mean, on an auction item? Oh my God, you could eat, that could be a great item, a perfect Christmas gift. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yes, I did. Yeah. I mean, it is just so much fun with Captain Tony on a boat. And then you're not going to get clean birds. Those birds that you shoot, you check out and you have to clean them yourself. But it's just, this is 2 days of hunting, an overnight in a nice, clean, well-maintained hotel, a banquet that when you're done, you know, you're wondering if you're fattening me up to go to the slaughterhouse because there's so much food that's there. It is absolutely, and then you're saying, Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad is going to be one of the sponsors and they're helping us out with the bar. This is like, Jennifer, what am I missing that I shouldn't be there?
I see no reason. I think that there's, you know, unless you just hate fun, that's the only reason to not come.
Oh yeah. I hate fun. Yeah, okay. You know?
No, and it's great company too. Like, you're not going to be around a nicer group of people, you know, the people that are out there are enjoying and doing what they love for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Everybody walks away happy.
Oh God, yes. And you know, this is something, it's a quick 2 day, you know, let's call it a 2 day trip. It's a quick trip. I mean, you could leave anywhere in Illinois in the morning and be there, you know, before noon. You really can. So there's no, like, you're not driving to North Dakota or anything out. You're going to probably shoot more birds here than you will in North Dakota. And you get to go out. You get to have fun. If you've got a big group, great. If you, like me, I'm a single, so I wind up hunting with a fill-in with another group. And these guys become my friends within, you know, 20 minutes. And we're laughing and telling jokes and, you know, chasing birds through the field and, you know, telling stories. I mean, this is, like, good. I can't imagine people wouldn't want to do this. And I have been going to this, what number is this that we've been doing it?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I've been with the foundation for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So you've been there every year. Yes. In fact, I believe this is when I met you. No, I met you at the first, before that. But this is when I got to spend some time and really get to know you. It was at this event. So.
Yeah. Right, because this is the, and before the, it's the director's hunt. It used to be called the Celebrity Pheasant and Quail Hunt. And that ran for many years down in central Illinois. And this is just, you know, I talk about it. When I mention this to people, they get that glaze. Like, really? I go, yeah. I said, you cannot do something this much fun and have all of this and possibly win some great prizes, eat your fill, tell more stories, have a couple of soda pops, wink, wink. And, you know, enjoy the day, all supporting an organization that wants to get more kids, women, men out into the outdoors who may have never tried it. and want to really expand the base of what we have learned to love. That is our
goal, to grow the next generation of conservationists, to make sure that people understand our outdoor traditions and our heritage and connect with our wild spaces. So, and you know what? You're not going to find any better pheasant fields than the ones we have right here at Jim Edgar Panther Creek. Like, they are beautiful, beautiful fields.
Oh God, yes, they are. And if I want to get more information, John, where do I look?
ilconservation.org is our website. So that's ilconservation.org. And then you just look for the director's hunt, and it's going to take you to all the information, including on purchasing your tickets or buying, you know, if you just can't make it for any reason, go ahead and still visit there and check out the gun raffles and see if there's anything there. We even have a bow up for raffle right now. That one comes to an end in about 5 days. But if you are a bow hunter and enjoy that, we've got a Matthews Tactic bow up there for raffle as well. And all of those proceeds go to support our mission of creating that next generation of conservationists and outdoors people in Illinois. So,
yeah, I'm just kind of looking at the auction items that you've got. I'm like, ooh, the raffle items. Ooh, nice bow. You know, there's a Smith & Wesson Model 686 and a Beretta. Ooh, nice Beretta. Wow. 12-gauge shotgun. I mean, and then you got, you know, T-shirts and a few other things. But, I mean, those are some great raffle items that people really need to take a look at. All right, so it's ilconservation.org. That brings you to the site. Click on events. Click on that. Read more about the foundation. If you can't make it, you know what? Become a member of the Illinois Conservation Foundation. Because literally, they don't get any money from the Illinois DNR. They are a separate 501c3 company. So if you're coming to the end of the year and you want to do something for the outdoors or kids or women to get more women into the outdoors or help out with a program that you're going to build something or stock something or create something for the future sportsmen, the Illinois Conservation Foundation is the one organization that really puts their money where you want it to go. And that's something to remember. Gotcha. And that was almost like a commercial.
You are our biggest spokesperson. I appreciate that. Yes.
Yeah, that's such a cool thing. And really, because they support state parks. And I mean, the list goes on forever. But that weekend, when is it? December 1st and 2nd, right?
Yep. It is the Monday and Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Yep. Come on out and spend 2 days with Chauncey. Oy, oy, oy. You'll have way too much fun. Jen, thanks so much for coming here, okay?
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me.
Good. Remember, sign up, everybody. IllinoisConservation.org. Click on events. Sign up. That's what you got to do. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to help you save more money and enjoy fall fishing throughout the Midwest. And let's not forget those fall color rides on the water and just spending time surrounded by the colors of nature with your friends and family. Waterworks is offering up to $4,000 rebates on low boats, those roughneck, stingers, and select pontoon boats, all powered by your Mercury outboard for your fishing and hunting adventures for many years to come. But if you have a boat that you really love, but it needs a little zip in the engine, put a brand new 30 horsepower and up Mercury and let Waterworks repower your favorite boat with that new Mercury outboard, and it'll get you up to $1,500 rebate on certain models till November 30th. What a deal on a new Mercury outboard. So call Waterworks and enjoy a fun certified boat at 708-798-9700 or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and tell them you want that Chauncey price.
Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois, on December 1st and 2nd. Please bring your own non-toxic shell.
This two-day all-inclusive pheasant and chucker hunt is great for all hunters with no limits on your harvest and plenty of birds are released. That's two hunts, Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning, a guide and hunting dog, if requested, compliments of the foundation, a hotel room Monday night with a banquet, with a silent auction, live auction, and more. Tuesday, get up, have coffee and donuts at your hotel, pick up your clean birds and go back into the field, or drive home if you want. So let's get all the Chauncey Great Outdoors fans to come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and enjoy 2 days of upland bird hunting. Go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and click on the events and the director's hunt. So let's get all the Chauncey's Great Outdoors fans to come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and enjoy 2 days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you. Make your family and friends Christmas an outdoor Christmas this year by calling Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and set your date for your fishing trip of a lifetime with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Just think of the excitement of that spring coho trip or a summer king salmon adventure or a big fish lake trout charter. Dates fill up fast after Christmas, so call now and get the date you want and a Christmas certificate from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I got to jam a whole lot of stuff into the show here pretty quick, don't I? First of all, let's get the Aiden Fishing Report sponsored by Waterworks Marine. He says, Papa, I'm sending this Friday night yesterday because we have not gone fishing because we're going deer hunting in Michigan. I'm excited. I want to get mine this year, and I'll send you photos. We're seeing some more fish, a few fish in the streams. There's no perch yet. Don't get excited. There's no perch yet. If you want more fishing reports, we're going to post them later on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. So remember to go there and check out our fishing reports. Well, as always, I like to leave you with the Native American proverb, and this is from my friend Apensui Majawat. He says, always remember to take a little time and give thanks to the deer you're harvesting, the crappie, perch, walleye, ducks, and geese, whether you're a hunter or fishing. Always remember to give thanks that they will be part of your table that evening. That's very true. Remember to give thanks to all of those creatures, the deer, the crappie, the fishing, the geese, the waterfowl, etc., because they're giving up so we can enjoy them. And remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storms, the fish we catch. We're really borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, everybody. Thanks, Mario.